Okay.
Any questions? What are we talking about? Very strange stuff made in a long story. You heard it. We talked about it. This is a guy who's a fool. First of all, he's a good guy. Right? He wants to do good things. His hope is that fellow he has found. That fellow is dead. Means what? It's finished? Death is not the end. This is one of the subjects that is here in this story that we are working on. That we are talking about not being, not having, and being, and being a good thing, and all that stuff which is somehow magically mixed. The main subject that we were talking about here was, where are you looking at? This is a part of the story, isn't it? Are you looking at the people, good people who could help you? Does that help comes from those people or some other source of power here? What about that? What do you think? The last paragraph we heard was about this. And do you remember the guy who should have changed his name just to live in that city? Because all the other stupidities will be provoked with that name. Nobody likes that name, so change the name. Before that he said, what is the source? Don't say there are two sources. Don't look at two different stuff in this universe. This is what the animal understanding of the universe is all about. What is the thinking of an animal? Do you know the animals? What do they think? They think that I shouldn't die. I should run away from the things that will bring me the death. And that's it. Right? There is no other stuff. We understand the complication that everything is working together. It's not this or that. Yes, and they influence each other. The best way to understand it is our culture. What is our culture to? Our influence towards each other. We all learn from this we. Why? And how? If we look at it and study it correctly, we will see that everything is working all together as if there is some invisible director which is directing everything. Because we know there is an influence towards we, which is not towards the animals. What is it? We all try for knowledge. We have always questions which is not in an animal life we want to know. What are we looking at now? Everywhere. Go down to the little details of subatomic particles. We are looking to understand. And we are understanding why. Because the culture is a part of each of us. And it's here. It's not here. The story of that me, the center of the universe, is finished. We know we are not the center of the universe. But a couple of hundred years ago, everybody believed in it. Do you remember? Your grandfather didn't know the meaning of galaxy. They didn't know. The galaxy. They were sure that I am the representative of God. We are the Son of God. God made us in His image. Look at us. What are we doing? Killing each other. For what? For having. What do we have? What do you have in your hand when you live? When you die? Everyone comes here empty-handed and goes empty-handed, right? Even that is not correct. A couple of hundred years ago he died. He is alive with us. This is what we are. Do you remember? Here doesn't work like a monkey. It works like a human being because something is cultivated in it. Before I be a human being, right at the beginning, because we are still born naturally, means we are still born monkeys, but we are cultivated. There is that stuff, and there is source for that. We believe in that. Think about it. Don't think about the universe as it is something happened. What do you mean something happened? This is some complicated stuff we are living in and acting in and changing it. No elephant ever thought to change some condition in the forest. Yes, they learn it and they live with it. All animals do that. The only fellow who is changing everything is we. Who is responsible for all these changes? Now, really we have created a condition for global warming. And it's our problem. We have to think about it and do something about it. This is it. It was simple, wasn't it? For animals, it's me. For us, it's we. Because me? The problem is I cannot have a good life just for me, and don't give a damn about the rest of you. I cannot. As simple as I'm talking. That's what I'm thinking. And that's what I learned from this. How much do I know? compare it with the elephant or monkey. Where is it coming from? We are the source. We learn it and we do it, we create it. The funny thing is that division we always make. This is good, this is bad. Nothing is bad. Nothing is good. Everything is bad, everything is good. That's what it is. It depends. Condition is different, learning is different. Now, the problem of this guy is different. Now he is ready to go and confess to all the shortcomings that he had. He's going to, he doesn't know the end of the story, not even you. The story goes to explain something in this paragraph. Let's hear it, Peter.
How the bailiff sought subscriptions in all parts of the city of Tabriz, and how a small amount was collected, and how the poor stranger went to visit the inspector's tomb and related this tale on his grave by the method of concentrating the mind on prayer, etc.
So we are listening the last actions here, not the outcome, not the result, but the God who now clearly knows what that happened. He thinks that he knows everything, as usual. So he will act upon it. Yes.
The calamity of his debts became notorious, and the bailiff was distressed by his grief. He went round the city to collect subscriptions, and everywhere, in hope, he told all that had happened. That devoted beggar obtained by means of begging no more than 100 dinars. The bailiff came to him and took his hand and went to the grave of that very wonderful, generous man.
Okay, what happened? This story, what happened? The guy has lost his soul. That one is dead. So